Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
One of California's first incorporated cities is Benicia, situated on the waterfront of the Carquinez Strait at the mouth of the Sacramento Delta region. It's less than 35 miles northeast of the big city of San Francisco, but this historic small town is worlds apart. It was firmly established before the advent of the 1848 California Gold Rush, and by 1853 it served a stint as California's third state capital. 13 months later, the capital was relocated to Sacramento, but the town of Benicia continued to thrive as a railhead for the Transcontinental Railroad and a century-long legacy as the location of the military's West Coast Arsenal. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Nancy Martinez, the executive director of the Benicia Main Street Program, for a walking tour down First Street. And we'll also stop in for a visit with Leah Shellhorn, owner of Studio 41, a showcase of local and regional crafted art. As an aside, I belatedly learned that old-timers have their own distinctive pronunciation of their town's name.
Benicia, Benicia.
That's how you can tell the old-timers from the newcomers.
And that is?
Is how we say it. Now I pronounce it Benicia.
If I said that, then people would think I've been here forever.
Forever, right.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say Benicia anymore. I'm going to try not to. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Benicia, California. We're here with Nancy Martinez, the executive director of Benicia Main Street. What is Benicia Main Street?
Thank you, and welcome to Benicia. We started in the late 70s, early 80s, where downtown USA, drying up, they were going to the mall. So under historic preservation, Main Street program was born. It's a way of bringing businesses' vitality back to downtown USA.
And how do you harness that energy?
We bring events and promotions to downtown Benicia so that we can share what a beautiful town we have with everybody.
It goes without saying that a downtown USA, downtown local, has to do with those unique characteristics that you're not going to find at the mall.
Absolutely. You have a lot of, you know, old-term mom-and-pop stores, people that have been on the street for years and years, and they do know the customer service. You're not just a number to them.
How do you harness that energy, some of the events you do to draw people out?
We have several wine walks, and new this year, beer crawls. We'll take 22 merchants, so it's first come, first pick.
Dig deeper on the beer crawl.
We decided to have a St. Patrick's Day beer crawl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So the merchants are paying for their beer. We work with a local beer distributor and look at a selection of over 50 for our 22 merchants to pick their beer.
And do you try and target craft beer?
Craft and IPA.
In local regional producers,
yes,
ideally.
Absolutely.
So that's really fun.
It is.
Tell us where we are right now.
You are at 91st Street, the train depot, home of Benicia Main Street.
So this was a train station.
This was a working Southern Pacific Railroad depot, 1902.
This is a place where a visitor would come down to the waterfront, come to the Main Street headquarters to get brochures?
Brochures. We started just as a location for Benicia Main Street. The city, because we were giving information out to local visitors, asked us to put a sign in the front saying, downtown visitors. So we do supply our visitors with a map of downtown. So we have a historic downtown walking tour map.
Must be a real special downtown to have a dedicated walking tour.
Yes, very nice.
One street, First Street.
On One Street, and guess where you begin this historic walking tour?
Right here.
Yes.
Well, do you want to go for a walk?
Absolutely.
Okay. The bridge that we see
is the Carquinez Bridge.
Mm-hmm. The wind is blowing straight off the bridge.
Yes, it is. You are getting to have the opportunity of enjoying Benicia breeze, is what we call it.
Natural air conditioning.
Yes.
So what's it like seasonally here? When's the ideal time to come?
I have to say I really love our 3rd of July parade and then pick the
3rd of July parade.
Yes. 3rd of July. It is just Americana.
What's really interesting, we look in the other direction and there's another beautiful bridge.
That is the Benicia Martinez Bridge.
And that's new and old. I see in the middle
yes.
there is the old one.
Yes.
To the right, there's a very famous mountain.
Mount Diablo. Yes. Okay, walking.
There's some fascinating wrecks. What yeah. is that about? Yes. In the water.
It's a graveyard for old ships.
I kind of like it.
Part of the charm.
Yeah, it really is. Right now, we're kind of in a wetland, grasslands here to your right. And then there's some newer houses, it's like some redevelopment, a new...
Yes, right to the right is wetlands. It's protected. And then you have the First Street Greens. And then across the street from that, different condos that, say, the ones directly across are about 8 years old. The ones farther down, they've been there for 15 years, giving them the opportunity of work-live, really, downtown Benicia.
Nice. Don't have to get in the car.
No.
What's the walk on?
So to the left of us on First Street is Sailor Jack's restaurant and bar. And there have been known spirits to hang out at Sailor Jack's as part of our ghost walk tour.
Not whiskey spirits.
Maybe some of those.
Tell us about the ghost walk tour. That sounds fascinating.
Well, ghost walk started about 4 years ago where I met with a paranormal investigator and sensitive. And they both were looking at the history of Benicia. So we just got involved with them. They do a lot of Benicia history, a lot that you're not going to find in the history books. Who's hanging out in Benicia and why and for how long? So they are putting you in the shoes of an investigator.
What's the number one scariest, most legendary ghost that you've heard about here?
The most, I don't know, scary but notorious is Carl at Sailor Jack's.
And what does Carl do that scares people?
Well, Carl loves the ladies, and he does make it known. He usually will pick at least one of the ladies in the tour, make his presence to her. You usually hear a, "Well, what was that?"
So this is consistent stuff. This happens over and over again.
It does.
So it's not random accident.
No.
Did it make a believer out of you?
Yes, it did. In fact, I went on one of the tours with my 20-something-year-old daughter, and she was one of the ones that got the, okay, yes, I know that Carl is here.
So tell us, when was the heyday in Benicia? When did it really take off as a town?
I have to say when Benicia became a state capital. And although it was only a state capital of California for 13 months, it did have an impact.
The building in front of us, is this a multi-use residential?
Yes. Residential upstairs and in the back, and then commercial in front.
Isn't that brilliant of multi-purposing commercial structures downtown so it doesn't vacate and become a ghost town at night?
Yes, absolutely.
What are some of the primary draws?
Of course, the weather and then the water. The weather, for the most part, you get anywhere from 60 to 85 degrees. You always get a little breeze off the water.
So that would follow that you're going to be a big magnet for people in the valley.
Yes, absolutely. And we're getting known more and more just really Contra Costa. When you're coming over the bridge, you can feel the temperature drop, say, 10 degrees,
oh, wow.
just from Martinez to Benicia.
And let's talk fog for a moment. It's part of the romance of any coastal environment.
Absolutely. You are going to get fog, but it does tend to burn off a little faster than, say, San Francisco.
On your left, that's an interesting old building there.
Yes, that is the Union Hotel Restaurant and Bar, and it's been in existence since the 1800s. Has quite a history. There is a little bit of a paranormal history there, too. You do get people coming in for the ghost walk that deliberately want to stay at the Union Hotel because of its history, of at least one spirit roaming the halls.
So they're hoping for an encounter.
Yes, they are. They want it to happen.
That's funny. A whole little sub-world, a sub-tourist classification.
Absolutely.
And here it looks like a community garden.
Yes, it is. We also do the farmers market.
That takes place how often?
That takes place the last Thursday in April all the way through October, right on First Street where we just passed between B and D Street.
And is there any limitation or targeting of the vendors who can and do come?
Absolutely. We want as many farmers as we can get, but then at the same time you don't want five farmers doing the same produce. So we do try to get seasonal, a good mix. A lot of nonprofits, First Street merchants take advantage of being down at our market. some food vendors. We try to limit the hot food because we want those attending to come and eat at our downtown restaurants too. But it's a 23-year-old farmer's market. Last year we had almost 100,000 people go through our market.
That's great.
Yes, we were very pleased.
Very tranquil, walkable town. Quiet.
You know, one thing I noticed, I've been in my position for 8 years, and when I started the farmer's market, the close of the market was at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 9, the vendors closing up, but you get to observe how many people are on the street that time of night by themselves, walking or walking their dogs. And it's a nice flat surface where you don't get that in every community.
On into the evening, there's a vibrancy down here.
There is. And again, I can't stress the safety of coming downtown in the evening.
Everybody feels comfortable and relaxed.
Yes.
And not looking over their shoulder.
No, they're not.
What amazes me is somebody was telling me we're, 30 miles or so from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you would think we're 100 miles.
It's sometimes feel that way, as if we're our own hidden little gem. We're trying to get the word out, and slowly but surely people are catching on.
You really are.
We are.
Yeah, in fact, a hidden gem. I've lived in California most all of my life, and this is my first visit to Benicia.
Oh my goodness, we're going to have to change that.
Yeah, well, we just did.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Can't tell you how many times I've been across the bridges on my way to the Sierras or on my way to Modesto or someplace, and I need to stop there.
It's interesting you say that, because we do get a lot of visitors that they travel back and forth and they never seem to find the time, and all of a sudden they're making the time to find out what is Benicia, and once they're here, they come back often.
And it's a delicate balance, because you're not a Carmel. You're not overly discovered. It's one of the reasons why it's so tranquil and there's such a quality of life here. You know, so it's that fine line. You don't want a Disneyland.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's, to me, quite the balancing act. We like the quaintness, as you said, but we still want the people coming and sharing with their neighbors and friends and what a wonderful time they had in Benicia.
And to be able to walk late in the evening down Main Street,
yes.
Feel relaxed and comfortable, that's pretty cool.
Yes. So as we're crossing the street, we're going to run right into Lindsay Art Glass. Owners of the business, Ann and David Lindsay, have been in business downtown Benicia, I want to say at least 20 years. Wonderful place. They actually blow the glass in the back of the building, and we'll have tours of them blowing the glass. And in the front is their showroom, where down jewelry to vases, absolutely gorgeous.
Benicia really is an artist enclave. It's a real draw for artists to live here and work here, isn't it?
It is. As we're walking up the street, on the other side of the street, we've passed several art galleries. And then the other part of the galleries, to me, is also the vintage and antique stores, where we have, I want to say, about 15 downtown Benicia. And we have a thrift store, Adobe thrift store.
Do you have specific art weekends or art events that draw people?
Through the tourism department of the city, they have a art walk the second Saturday of every month, and that runs April through October. And they're branching out a little bit with that to involve some of the other artists like Nero Glass and Smyers Glass.
We're here with Leah Shahorn, the owner of Studio 41, Gifts for Everyone. It's really nice to come to a downtown that's a bunch of independent, small, mom-and-pa stores. They're not big boxes. I haven't seen a one yet downtown.
Not in the downtown. We're all independent.
And even architecturally, a lot of beautiful old buildings that are historic.
My building was built in 1904, and it is on the historic register. They took the second story out, so it is very barn-like on the inside. It's across from the state capitol, which is the heart of Benicia.
Tell us about what you specialize in.
Well, I started in 1990, so I had my own clothing line, and I was supplying 25 stores. And one day I just turned around and said, I think I'm just going to open up a gallery. And that's how this happened. There wasn't any plan. I have a lot of friends that were artists and are artists, so I just started buying direct from them, regional and national. And we were in the top 100 for many years. Then I made it to the top 10. Then I made it to the top 3.
Top of what?
Of retail buying in the United States.
Wow, in Little Benicia.
In Little Benicia, I was recognized.
I love that.
23,000 artists voted at a show back in Philadelphia.
Give us a word picture of the type of art and artist works that one would find in your shop?
I'm into contemporary art. So I'm into hand-blown glass. I'm into colors, the way they throw the vases, the way they throw the goblets. I'm into candy jars. They're hand-blown glass balls. I carry Noureau, and they've been around for 40 years.
And that's a local glassblower?
That's one of the locals, and they've supplied things to popes and people from all over the world.
And you have them right here?
And I have them right here. Yep.
And I notice you have some paintings.
The paintings are by Susan Winston. She lives in Benicia, and she lives in Santa Cruz.
So it follows just intuitive thinking that Benicia would and has been a place that attracts artists.
Wow, since maybe the 1950s or even sooner than that, there was a whole enclave here with Robert Arneson and his wife Sandy Shannon House, and then all the artisans that they gathered from around the bay, from Crockett, from Sacramento, from San Francisco, and they all ended up here, and they partied a lot here.
Shades of Carmel in the old days.
Exactly, exactly. And it's continued. I mean, we have a huge artisan base.
This is the first time I've driven down First Street, and I had a hard time even getting halfway downtown because I wanted to stop about every second store to check them out. Looking down the street, I see just this amazing diversity of shops. Tell us about some of the different types of shops we would find.
Well, we have Christina S., which is fashion forward. She puts on a fashion show twice a year, brings people in from New York, designers from Fashion Runway, and her big show is in October. But the biggest thing is that to get to Benicia, you have to come across bridges. And when people come from Contra Costa County or from San Francisco, they feel like they're on vacation. They walk up and down. They're tourists for a day, or they might want to stay in one of our bed and breakfasts. They walk down to the water. Even if they're just here for a night, they feel refreshed and that they can go back to their busy life the next day. Everyone down here is an independent, and you'll find everything that you possibly could want in gifts.
How far is it to the city from here?
35 miles.
Leah Shellhorn, the owner of Studio 41, gifts for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. Have a website.
Studio41.com.
To learn more about the events, art, history, and shopping and dining options, log on to visitbenicia.org.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.